All right, cool. We're here at South by Southwest, and you are?
Sean Inman.
And you're being gracious enough to give me a couple of minutes to let me ask you about music. What was your first, what was the first piece of music that you owned as a someone who owns music? And what format was it on?
I don't know. I can tell you my first CD was the first PM Dawn album.
Nice.
I can't think as far back as tapes. I know I had, definitely had New Kids on the Block. Yeah, real proud of that. Had, I think I had copies of like some Lynyrd Skynyrd or some Guns N' Roses.
And what format was that?
That would have been probably just copies of somebody's tape.
Oh, so like
cassette tape
of someone else's
yes.
cassette. Nice. So, what? And now, how do you listen to music now? Like, what format do you listen to?
Largely MP3 or AAC.
And how do you acquire them? Like, well, let me ask you something else. and like I said before, just give me like give me a weird look with your eyes, and I'll stop
okay.
going in that direction. But. Like, do friends ever give you music? Do friends share MP3s or AAC files
yeah,
with you?
Occasionally.
And introduce you to music? And all right, that's another good question. How do you find out about music?
Currently, Last.fm has been great for finding stuff out. I have a couple friends who are clued into my tastes and more tied into the other music
and
scene.
What feature of Last.fm sort of introduces you to music? Do you stream it from there?
Yeah. I find like an artist I like and listen to their similar artist station. Or sometimes they have like their own station. I'll listen to that and hear other material that I don't have of theirs.
Nice. So I do want to ask, and but we'll just what else could I ask? So how do you have any? How would you describe your ethics around sort of pirated files, or you can, and if you don't want to talk about your own ethics, if you want to describe friends' ethics or
right.
like what you see,
because
that's really what I'm interested in is how people feel about file sharing and
right.
and where those ethics lie.
It's a very good, difficult question because I mean that reaches into like video and everything too, and like TV shows.
Yep.
Right after college, up until college, I was mostly buying CDs and stuff. And then around college is when I got into MP3s and everything. And it was, I didn't get on board like around Napster, but like right after Napster. And so I definitely downloaded a fair share of MP3s. And the bulk of my music collection was acquired like during that time. And that's where I discovered artists that I would have never have discovered, like artists like Uncle and some of the other like DJ Shadow related projects and everything. And like a lot of that stuff, like if I find something that I like, I'll eventually go out and buy the CD. I just recently did that with the Battlestar Galactica soundtracks. That's something that I've been downloading. And then I found the composer's blog, and he has this great section of his site where he talks about like the actual musical. He takes like bars from the score, and he talks about how they're used in the music and everything, which is really cool. And so, you know, it's something that like I enjoy listening to, and it's something I really appreciate the art behind it. So I went out and bought those CDs. It's
well,
funny.
Was it
I don't think I don't...
for you to buy them if they were available, say on as a BitTorrent or something.
And see, that's how I got them originally, was as BitTorrent, and it was only so important to me in the fact that, you know, I wanted the artist to get theirs, but I don't feel like buying a CD is giving money to the artist. I don't feel like buying the CD is rewarding them for their work. I mean, I realize that there's layers and layers of production and management and distribution and everything that comes with a CD, but... And that's where a lot of the money goes with each CD purchase. And so it doesn't, like, I think I get more than, you know, $20 worth of value out of listening to one of his particular albums. And when I buy a CD for that amount, he's not seeing $20. Like, I'd much rather pirate somebody's music and then send them, like, $20 via PayPal. I mean, well, not pirate, because I wouldn't be pirating, I'd be paying
right,
for
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But, like, I purchased the new Radiohead album,
yeah.
and I paid like $20 for it, and I could have gotten it for free because I love Radiohead, and the music ended up being awesome.
Yeah.
And so, it's...
Dude, he's not even going to see it coming.
it's hard because as a consumer, you don't see all of the effort putting by people other than the artists and all of the equipment and all that stuff. And so it's hard to tie directly the music to the ethics, and I'm just rambling now. I've totally lost the thread.
No, you're saying good stuff. I've been asking people all week about this, and you've already introduced a lot of things that people haven't otherwise talked about.
Cool.
What about your among your peers? Like, so you people do introduce you, like they share music with you. Mm-hmm. Do you share music with your friends and like say you should check out? Well, for art, you've already shared the sort of Battlestar Galactica tip with mm-hmm. me. I have no idea what that sounds
okay.
like, but I will definitely check that out. But so you discover music on Last.fm. How much? Okay, actually, forget that question. How do you feel, like, amongst your friends and music fan friends of yours, mm-hmm. What are some of the values? How would you describe different people's values about the pirated music versus having, like, paid for music mm-hmm. and all of that? Do you ever talk about it? Or?
Not really, no. I mean, it's kind of just, it's weird. When you can just download things and trade files, there's not really much talk about how you're acquiring it. It's so easy to share, you don't even think about it, you're just sharing it.
Well, other than like you've never met me before and stuff like that, is it uncomfortable or is it comfortable for you to talk about this stuff?
It is because, one, I'm a software developer with commercial software, and piracy is a problem for me.
Yeah.
And I'm also a musician, and I distribute my MP3s for free and stuff. But so it's all kinds of different levels playing here, and it's, you know, partially hypocritical saying, yes, I've downloaded, you know, MP3s and stuff like that and albums, and that I still do when I'm checking out something new. I may not be 100% on board with an artist or an album or something. I want to test it out first. But the stuff that I end up liking, I eventually either purchase subsequent art albums or go back and purchase the ones that I really liked out of those collections. The Battlestar, the DJ Shadow stuff, Boards of Canada, Uncle.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks a lot for your time.
Yeah, no problem.